Blog Talk Radio.
Generally, the Constitution is a charter of negative liberties. Says what the states can't do to you, says what the federal government can't do to you, but it doesn't say what the federal government or the state government must do on your behalf.
Fat on a rough road, riding high.
You didn't build that.
Through the mountains, climbing, twisting, turning, further from my home.
Shut up your mouth with Obama. Shut up your mouth with Obama.
Be young, like a new moon rising, fear.
I've got a pen.
Through the rain and lightning, wandering out into this great unknown.
Yes, we can.
And I don't want no one to cry, but tell them if I don't survive, I was born free.
I've got a pen.
I was born free.
And I've got a phone.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
Like the grandest canyon, wild, like an untamed stallion. If you can't see my heart, you must be blind.
What difference at this point does it make?
You can knock me down and watch me bleed, but you can't keep no chains on me. I was born free.
I've got a pen.
Captain for this two-hour pleasure cruise, where we are dedicated to the fight and the preservation of freedom, regardless of that cost. We don't give a damn. We don't worry about it. It's our freedom, damn it. Freedom ain't cheap, but we can afford it. It's tyranny that we cannot afford. All right, you want to be a part of the program tonight? Don't be shy. 646-716-7978, or you can join the captain's chat room. I'm getting better at it. I still suck, but what are you going to do? Hey, look, I admit my faults. What are you going to do? Anyway, I want to thank my two very special guests the other night, Wendy Green and Patsy Grant. The rally, the Senator Nancy Schaefer Memorial March this month. Not next month, not the month before, but this month, the 26th. So what the hell day is it today? I don't know. Today's the 11th. All right. Well, you got 2 weeks and a day to plan. If you are anywhere near Southern California, Buena Park, California. I can never say Buena. I you know, that's probably why God did not make me Spanish. Because I cannot figure that language out to save my ass. I mean, I got a broken left-handed tongue as it is. I can't speak English. And now you want me to try to learn Spanish? Forget it. That's going to happen. I'm terrible. I mean, I can barely master one, and I can't even master one. Learn another one? Forget about it. I knew when I was a kid, when my grandparents started speaking German, I knew I was in trouble. Or it was around Christmas time. But if it was Christmas time and they're speaking German, run. You did something. You're in trouble. Get the hell out of the way now. But I used to want to be able to pick up on it, but they wanted us to learn English. You know, we were Americans, and that's the way it was. So, well, anyhow, moving on, my guests, Wendy Green and Patsy Grant, it's their march. They came up with it. It's theirs. And good for them. They're getting a lot more. They're getting a lot of people. And they're getting more. We got still 2 weeks and a day to get more. Buena Park. It's by Knott's Berry Farm. It's this month on the 26th. The 26th. That would be on a, I'm looking on my calendar. Unless I got the wrong year, it looks like it's going to be on a Thursday. So remember that. It's a Thursday, the 26th. It's going to be a 1.25 mile march from Buena Park to Pastor Wiley Drake's Church. Now, you want more information on it, you can go to that WileyDrakeShow.com. I think what it is. It's going to be a live broadcast. But you can type in the Senator Nancy Schaefer March on Facebook, and I think it'll pop up. You can find it. Anyway, good luck to you ladies. I really hope it turns out I will be watching, by the way. We have a very, very special guest coming on tomorrow night. Now, this guy, unbelievable. I mean, I can't. I mean, I don't even know where to begin. I mean, this story is so... I mean, there's complex stories, but this is, I mean, wow. Whoa. He's from Mayberry, North Carolina, which is the home of Andy Griffith. I did not know that. I thought Mayberry was a, you know, fictitious name, but no. Well, his Facebook site is called Growing Up Mayberry. Growing Up Mayberry. This guy, I mean, you talk about bad luck. I mean, you talk about, I mean, just devious, evil that has set upon this man for, as far as I can tell, no reason. And I had conversations with this guy. I spoke to him. So I heard his story. I'm still reading. I'll never be able to read it all. There's so much that he gave me. But you can't believe what, I mean, it's just, I mean, it's absolutely... I mean, it boils your blood is what it does. This is how people can do this to other people. And you're killing them very slowly. You're still killing them. Whether you put a bullet in their head and get it over with in a, you know, split second, you take years until they whittle away to nothing. You kill not only their outside, but you kill their inside for a long time. You make them suffer. What the hell is that for? I mean, look, okay, everybody's got to get a little vengeance, you know, from time to time. But, you know, it comes to a point, you know, okay, punishment delivered, you know, move on. Oh, no, not this guy. I mean, corruption from every angle. His ex-wife, the cops, the district attorney. Equates this man to the Boston bomber in court now over a letter that his ex-wife's attorney is the one who wrote, and they tried to blame it on him. Well, he was never charged with it, but he certainly spent over a year in jail for it. No charges, but yet he spent a year in jail. He was arrested 79 times, this guy. 79 times. I mean, it's just, you would not believe the ridiculousness of this. And he hasn't seen his children in over 3 years. He hasn't been able to even talk to him on the phone, write a letter, nothing. Absolutely zero contact he can have with his children for nothing. And this guy was a business owner. He sold high-end cars, you know, like Lamborghinis and that kind of stuff. There's a dealership in... North Carolina. You know, it was a small dealership. He, you know, I had a nice living, and I was in the car business for many years. You know, it could be a reputable business. So this guy had a business. He's selling these cars. You know, doing the American dream. It just seemed like the world flipped out, going, "What the hell?" Well, it can happen to anybody. That's the point. That's why we're bringing him on here. He's got a story from hell. You got to listen to this. I don't know if we're ever going to get through it all. Not the way I never shut up. We'll never get through it all. We might not even ever get to it. I might still be talking till next Thursday. Jiminy Christmas, God Almighty. But anyway, you definitely have to tune in tomorrow night. And I promise I will shut up real quick and bring this guy on. Because we're going to need every second to what this story is. Unbelievable. Absolutely unbelievable. What the hell they're doing. They don't care who you are. Man, woman, child, or beast. They're going to take you and become a ward of the state. They're taking cows, turtles, plants, waterways, people. I mean, my God. I mean, this is ridiculous what the hell is going on in this country. And too many people want to just, look, Kim Kardashian just gained another 5 pounds. Honey, bring the ice cream. God almighty. I mean, come on. America, you're killing me here. I mean, we can do better than this, man. We can do better than this. I'd like to think we can do better than this. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe, you know, I I know I'm an oddball. I know I am. I'm a whack job. I'm a freak. But I think we can do better than this. Just my personal opinion. But, you know. What the hell do opinions mean? Who the hell knows? I don't know. But make sure you tune in tomorrow night. You got to listen to this story. Swear to God. All right, we got a hell of a lot to get through here tonight. And, of course, I never shut up. So, there's lots and lots and lots of very evil people out there that are just desperate to take away your freedom. And there's only one way to combat that, and that is to lift our ship, or lift our jib. Good God, now, speaking of broken left-handed tongues already, I told you I can't master the damn language. Unbelievable where the hell we're going to end up tonight. Huh. As long as we don't run aground, I don't give a damn. Let's go sailing. Lift our jib. Officially underway and headed out to sea. Bosun mate, shift colors. Arr. All right, now, before we get too far out to sea here. You know, I've instituted a new program, program on this show. A new segment, I should say. Boy, I'm having a hell of a time trying to speak tonight, but I got some green tea today. I started feeling crappy. And I said, oh, God, that's all I need. I hate getting sick. I have no patience for getting sick. None at all. None. Zero. And I said, well, let me go out and get some green tea. I started drinking that crap. I've been drinking the hell out of it. I mean, buckets of it. Maybe I'm going to OD on it. Maybe I should stop. Anyway, what a night. But anyway, a new policy on this program. At the beginning of the broadcast, or as close to it as humanly possible, I like to read a prayer from you. The CPS victim, I guess you might say. I know a lot of people don't like to be called victim, and I don't know what the hell you call you. But, I mean, you are victimized. You have been violated, stolen your children for no reason, and they're making money off of them. Bucket loads. Buckets and buckets of money. Everybody's making money. All the attorneys that you have to hire now to get your children back, they're making money. And when you have no more money, well, then guess what? Your parental rights are gone. You can't fight back. What are you going to do? You got no money. So if you're one of these people, you know somebody who's one of these people, someone's a close friend, a relative, or whatever, or you've just heard about it, and you've got a prayer. Well, at the beginning of the broadcast, I like to read your prayer, your words. And I've been getting a lot. I mean, it's every day here now since Monday. I'm afraid to go on that stupid Facebook I'm getting tired of Facebook. I hate Facebook. I hate the internet. I hate the stupid computer. But every time I go on there, I mean, I'm getting more and more pictures of children being abused. More and more parents are getting screwed with again. More and more parents have lost rights completely. More and more parents have no idea where their children have been moved. I mean, it seems like these guys are going in some kind of hyper overdrive. They know they're, you know, got a lot of heat on them. Hey, look, you know, we're still the boss. We're still in charge here. So we're going to be out there capturing more kids. Or don't you say one word, we're going to take yours. Well, you don't have any kids. Oh, you got grandma? You got grandpa? Okay, we'll take them. Oh, you don't have any grandparents, do you? All right, look at that 17, 18-year-old young buck. We'll take him. We'll put him in porn. Yeah, they do. My God, foster care is absolutely atrocious. There's no excuse for that. Talk about war on children, war on drugs, war on women. Right there. You are. There you go. There you go. But see, nobody wants to fight that. Well, why? Well, because it's a real war. Let's go fight this phony war over here. Those are easy ones to win. Well, how do you win a phony war? Well, you never end a phony war. It just keeps going back and forth. That's why you have Republicans and Democrats. That's all it is. One says yellow, the other says blue. One says green, one says, you know, whatever. Whatever the other says, the other's going to say the opposite. Why? I don't know. It's ridiculous. Nobody wants to have a mind of their own. Oh, no, you take my mind over here. That way I don't have to be responsible when it screws up. I don't want to take responsibility. Who the hell am I to take responsibility of my own frickin' actions? I'll just give it to the government. Let them have it. Let them be responsible. Ah! How you doing, Southern Sense? See, you just popped in here. I'm on a rant tonight, boy, I tell you. I haven't even started the show yet, which I got to get going here. But anyway, my new policy, I read your prayer. You want to get your prayer read on the air before the broadcast starts or close to it. It's freedomreigns on USA at AOL.com, and I do believe I have that in the chat room. Prayer. I promised I would go anonymous. And it doesn't matter who the hell it's from. That's not what it's about. I put your name on it if you want your name on it. You don't want your name on it, that's fine. It doesn't matter. It's the words that matter. Listen to the words and find a meaning within you. Find that meaning. This is her prayer. This came from her. From her heart, her words, her mind. Not the government's. Not CPS. Doctors, or the lawyers, or the cops, or the judges, or anybody else. It goes like this. God, if you can hear me, I am coming to you, not for me, but for my child. He needs you, Father. He needs you to heal his body and his spirit, and be his protector, because I cannot be. I'm so worried it's destroying me that I'm helpless to help my own child, Father, and I'm asking you to heal him and protect him from all the physical affliction and evil brought upon him. Please, Father, my heart and soul is in constant agony. Please intervene, Father, and move on these people's hearts, minds, and souls, and help me save him. I know, Father, through you, all things are possible, and I'm trying to be strong and steady in my faith. But watching my child deteriorate is killing me, Father, filled with grief. And I know, Father, that only you can help him. I pray move upon him, my Father, and heal him and protect him until I can. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, thank you very much, Anonymous. You know what this prayer was about to me, what I got out of it? It's all about her son. It's not about her. She wants to help him. She's doing everything she can. She wants guidance to help him. She still wants to help. That's her son. Why wouldn't she? But the focus of the prayer was him, that her son is okay, her child. And she was in foster care when she was a kid. So once you're in the system, well, you can't have any children until the government allows it. If the government gave you pre-permission to have a child, well, they would have, you know, inserted the sperm and given you the child that they wanted. It's not up to you. You are a ward of the state. Again, I know I'm a freaking whack job, but I could have swore up and down. Let's see if it's still in here. Right here it is. It's right there. The 13th Amendment, ratified December 6th, 1865, right before Christmas. All kinds of good stuff in this Constitution, all kinds of good stuff in there. Just nobody follows it. And why? What are we afraid of? Where is the freedom? I mean, where is the fear in freedom? I don't get it. Freedom phobes. That's what you all are. Freaking freedom phobes. You want to use phobia after everything. Everybody's a this phobe or a that phobe. Phobe, phobe, phobe. I'm sick and tired of phobes. Don't give me this phobe crap. Everything's a phobe. Hey, just shut up with you getting tired of. We got to get into some scuttlebutt here. Get this now. I got all kinds of stuff to talk about. Stupid Hillary Clinton and her emails. Oh, my God. What a mess that is. Oh, unbelievable. What a mess that is. And, you know, I really believe. I know we're going to get to it. We're going to get to it. But I really believe. I just want to say this before I forget to say it. Now, I'm going to probably lose my train of thought, but I really do believe that all this email mumbo-jumbo crap. First of all, this is another distraction coming from, that's who, Valerie Goebbels. You know this is coming straight from the top there, man. Valerie Goebbels calling the shots. She can't stand Hillary Clinton, and neither can Barack Obama. They can't stand each other because they both want the power. That's why they don't like each other. The Obama camp, just to discredit Hillary Clinton, just to, you know, stick another knife in her back. Which I don't have a problem with it. As many knives as Hillary Clinton has stuck in people's backs, both literally and metaphorically. Hillary Hitman Clinton. Anyway. But nevertheless, I really don't care. If it's bad press against Hillary Clinton, then that's good press to me. That's how I look at it. I don't feel sorry for her. All that she's done, forget about it. I'm not worried. I'm sorry, sweetheart. But, you know, what goes around does come around. Unfortunately, it does. Now, I know that's a true statement, but I don't know what the hell I did. But I certainly did something. Because I get a lot of bad luck, too. I mean, I can't tell. I mean, I don't know. But I think we all have bad luck. It's just how you deal with it. But this guy coming up tomorrow night, I mean, I don't know how the hell you deal with it. He's still living, but that's about it. That's about it. You know, maybe he can find a way to dig himself out. It's going to take the American public to wake up to this crap and understand that, yeah, this stuff is real. This stuff is real. It's not conspiracy theory. So knock that crap off. It's not extreme. I don't want to listen to that nonsense. But anyway, I still think that these emails are coming from the president. I still think it's coming up from there. Valerie Goebbels, the White House, it's coming from up there. It's coming from the Obama camp. Their little group, their little whatever. Administration. God almighty. Well, it doesn't really matter. Hillary's never going to win president anyway. There's not enough people to vote for that. Well, I didn't think there was enough people to vote for her husband the first time, and I certainly didn't think there was enough people to vote for him the second time. By the time we got to Obama, I was like, yeah, there's enough people to vote for this jackass. But is there really enough people to vote for him the second time? He should have been another Carter, but was he? No. Look, we got to get somebody, man. Somebody's got to step up to the plate. And it's got to be us first before we can expect the politicians to get up to the plate. We've got to take our swings first. Okay? First. Otherwise, they're never going to get up there. That's how it works. And it's okay. You can step up to the plate. You can step up there. Don't worry about it. Dig in. Dig in and swing that bat. Don't worry. The ball hits you. It won't hurt that damn hard. Just get up there and swing. But we got to do this first. And it's a little things. And believe it or not, little things do add up. But it starts with the mind first. Now, this is what really pisses me off. How our country got to be where our country is. And why. And for what. Well, it's people that don't understand. This is ignorance. This is pure friggin' ignorance. People think that this American flag is racist, homophobe. All these phobes and all these ists. I get so goddamn tired of hearing that. They don't understand what the flag, well, is supposed to mean. If we follow what the flag is supposed to mean, everybody's going to be fine. But that flag represents freedom. But see, these idiots don't seem to understand that. I don't know what the hell their freaking problem is. I mean, if a dummy like me can figure it out, how come these college gadgets can't figure it out? And these college professors, how come they can't figure it out, these politicians? I thought once you won an election that you become so much smarter than everybody else. And you can't figure this out? You dummy? Idiot? Shut up. But students at the University of California in Irvine, these clowns, well, they have voted to make their school a more, this is what they call it, culturally inclusive place by banning the American flag. Well, see, this is what I was talking about, the ignorance here, you idiots. Culturally inclusive. And that's what the flag represents, you idiot. I mean, what is the matter with you? But does it, I mean, these are college students. You know, I don't know, well, you know, who's supplying the weed in today's colleges, but we need to find another dealer, because the weed that they're selling them, good God. I mean, I hope to God I never get a hold of their dealer. Ooh, doggy. I mean, I'm dumb enough as it is. I don't need to be any of that dumb. This is ridiculous. This is beyond ignorance. See, again, this is stupid, and stupid is a learned behavior. You have to be taught stupid. You can't get stupid on your own. You have to be taught stupid. You can't get there by yourself. Somebody has to teach you how to be stupid. Well, that's exactly what this is. This kid was taught. Attention to his little college professor. Smoked a little weed. Got pissed off at his parents. And came up with this crap. An idiot. All of them are. Well, it looks like Vorp came into the chat room. How you doing, friend? Vorp, how you doing? All right. Looks like the party's getting bigger. That's okay. Let's get back to it here. The Associated, The Associated Students. Associated. the Associated Students of University of California, passed a resolution. I mean, what the hell is that? Well, they wanted to remove the flag. Because, and this is what they said. This was, there was a speech by Matthew Guevara, I guess is how you pronounce it. He's some kind of bigwig, came up with this resolution, he wrote it. I guess he was trying to impress one of his little girlfriends, or maybe his boyfriend. You can't tell these days anymore. You don't know. Maybe Matthew is a she. You don't know anymore. I mean, hell. But he's trying to look like he's somebody or she's somebody that they're really not. And this is phony. But unfortunately, people are buying into the phony, which is becoming dangerous. I mean, my God. How do you listen to this? Designing a culturally inclusive space aims to remove barriers? How about remove the barrier that's keeping your brain from actually working, getting blood up there? Maybe that's what you need. Maybe you need some oxygen. Maybe you need to find another dealer or find another drug to take, because whatever you're smoking, snorting, shooting in your eyeball, whatever, drinking, whatever the hell you're doing, kid. Granola? Well, then you got to find something else to eat. Maybe you're not. Maybe the problem is you're one of these vegetarians, and you haven't had meat. That's what your body needs, is meat, the protein, so your brain can actually function properly. Somebody give this guy a cheeseburger, for crying out loud. Listen to this gobbledygook, this idiot. You jackass. Designing a culturally inclusive space aims to remove barriers. Oh, God, the vomitometer has now just pegged in the red. I am overheating. I am going to blow. It's going to be mountains. Unbelievable. Remove barriers that create undue effort and separation by planning and designing spaces that enable everyone to participate equally and confidentially. Gibberish at best. What the hell is this idiot talking about? What is the matter with him? Designing spaces to enable everyone to participate equally and confidentially? I mean, shut up! It's a flag. It's the American flag. It gives you the right to participate equally and confidentially. Maybe if you picked up the goddamn Constitution once in a while and actually read the son of a bitch, maybe you would understand that, but you didn't. You did not, because your little school teachers and your little college professors and all your little friends in the coffee shops and your little internet cafes, well, they tell you that the Constitution is racist and homophobic and misogynist. And you believe that crap. You're an idiot. Read the Constitution. Read the Declaration of Independence. Find out why we got the Constitution. Try doing that. Idiot. I mean, they had a vote. And the resolution passed 6-4. And 2 people abstained. Why would you abstain? That's a coward. Voting present. Like our president. I guess he used a whole bunch of other little catchphrases here. Paradigms of conformity. I mean, what the hell is he talking about? Paradigms of conformity. I'm not going to conform to you there, Matthew Guevara. Is that what you want? You want me to conform to Obamaism, whatever you call it? I'm not going to conform to any of that. I mean, this guy, I mean, just what an idiot. He's going to grow up to be a college professor, this guy. You watch. He'll get out of college and go right back into college teaching it. And what is he teaching? Well, he's teaching nothing. Nothing. None of this stuff is real. It's phony. It's made up. It's fake. It doesn't exist. But yet people are learning it. That's not academics. That's not academics. I don't know what the hell you call it, but it certainly ain't academics. I mean, it's not history. It's certainly not current events. I don't know, what would you call it? It's not real. It doesn't exist. He used words like homogenized standards. I mean, what the hell does that mean? Homogenized standards, meaning, oh, here it is, everything's the same. All the standards are the same, so everybody's the same. I guess everybody's got to look the same. Well, what look do we get? I mean, do I get to pick the look that I, you know, I get to get rid of my belly? Huh? I got to get rid of my fat ass? Huh? I mean, what look do we get? And if you're not the right look, what happens? Huh? Well, you know, there's too many people on planet Earth, so, you know, drink this. Yeah. It'll help you sleep. Well, evidently, they had the flag in this school's lobby, and people were taking it down. Jackasses like this Matthew Guevara. And they were taking the American flag down because nobody's ever taught them what that flag actually meant, what it actually means. You know what? I should have had that. I used to have that in my queue here, but I don't have it anymore. I know I've got it. I've got it saved. I need to bring that back. I should probably, well, I can't do it tomorrow, but I'll have to do it on Monday. I'll have to bring that back. I love that skip. But anyway, we're going to get sidetracked here. Like we always do. Unbelievable. My ship gets a hold of a little wind and woo! I mean, it's gone. Trying to find a fix here now. Find out just exactly where the hell we are on this chart. We don't want to get too lost. We'll never get back home. But homogenized standards. What the hell is that? I mean, I don't understand. Paradigms of conformity, meaning just conform. Well, people were taking this damn flag down. God only knows what they were doing with it. They got to burn it. That's something, you know, I guess that makes you cool. You're burning the American flag. I guess that makes you cool. I don't know. I don't like it. I don't care what the hell the stupid Supreme Court says. I don't like it. I would never do that. I just think it's absolutely, there's no need for it. I mean, I don't know what the hell message you're trying to send, but the message you're sending to me, it ain't a very good one. You're an idiot. You're a fool. You're a fool. That's what it sends to me. A traitor. You don't like this country? You don't like what those colors mean? Hey, look, there's plenty of other countries you could move to. Hell, I'll help you pack. I'll even drive the goddamn truck. Get the hell out of here. Maybe you can learn what those colors mean. That's the problem. No one's ever taught them. No one's ever been taught. They don't teach American values. They don't teach America. They don't teach Americana. They don't teach that in school anymore. Bring back John Wayne, man. True grit. That's what this country needs. True grit. We need the Duke, man. Well, we can't get the Duke. So it's got to be left up to us. We can't get Ronald Reagan back either. It's got to be left up to us. We can do it. We can do it. It can be done. But we've just got to do it. It means you're going to have to get your fat ass off the couch once in a while. I know. I know. I know. Kim Kardashian is so pretty. You don't want to miss a second of her. and I've just got this big bag of Cheetos. I can't get off the couch now. Well, yeah, you can. Just do it. Well, people were taking down the flag, and I guess they locked it up and folded it up nice and neat and protected it in one of these vice president's offices. Well, a group of university professors, well, they signed a letter showing their solidarity with students who tried to ban the American flag. Because they said Old Glory contributes to racism. That's what that flag means to these college professors that are teaching your children. Our children, if you want to get right down to it. These are our children. These are the people that are teaching our children. America's children. That our flag represents racism. Well, this letter that they wrote, everybody's writing letters. Who are they sending it to? God only knows. But somebody picked it up. Well, in part, this is what part of the letter said. U.S. nationalism, that already just pisses me off when people say that. You know what they're talking about. U.S. nationalism often contributes to racism. Where? In your head? That's the problem. It often contributes to racism in your head. Well, take it out. Again, you've got to find another dealer, too. My God. Look, you guys want to fight this war on drugs. Okay, get to the colleges, for Christ's sake. We got some problems. We got somebody selling some wacky weed in these colleges. They're all crazy. Something's going on. Something's up. Is it in the water? Has the water been tainted with government serum that makes them comply? How do you get this way? Well, you got to be taught. You cannot get stupid on your own. Nationalism often contributes to racism and xenophobia. That's another stupid word that pisses me off. Stop with the phobias. Freedom phobe? That's what you are. You're an idiot. You're an intelligent phobe. You're afraid of being smart. Contributes to racism and xenophobia? Paraphernalia of nationalism. I guess paraphernalia, you're speaking of the American flag? It's paraphernalia? Like your crack pipe? Is that what you're talking about? Huh? That the paraphernalia of nationalism is in fact often used to intimidate? Intimidate what? Tyranny. It's supposed to. Right? Supposed to intimidate tyranny? At least that's what I thought. But what are they talking about? Intimidate? Intimidate who? How? You're an idiot. Paraphernalia. It's not the flag. It's paraphernalia. And it goes on. I mean, if you haven't lost your supper already, we admire the courage of the resolution supporters amid this environment of political immaturity and threat, and support them unequivocally. What? These are college professors wrote this. Professors wrote this. These are the people that are teaching our children, America's children. Admire the courage. It's not courage. There's nothing courageous about stepping up to the plate and being stupid. That's not courage. That's foolhardy. That's foolish. It's dangerous. It's not courage. And you're a college professor. Well, how did you get that job? Huh? Political immaturity and threat? My blood. Unbelievable. And people are accepting this crap. And they're letting their children go to these schools. Oh, they want to get a good education. How are you getting a good education when you're being taught stupid? That's not education. That's not being educated. That's not being educated. Indoctrinated. Obliterated. I mean, my God, how do you get to this level? How do you get to this point where you are so far away from any kind of reality? I don't know. Well, they had hundreds of these cockamamie professors all across the nation sign this damn letter. And, of course, they had to have a lot of them from the University of Irvine. I mean, you know, in California, these colleges, these universities, it's almost like a contest. Who can outlive the other? Oh, you do this? Oh, okay, well, we can do that. We can outlive you. We can protest more than you. I mean, it's ridiculous. They're just making themselves look like idiots. They're not fixing anything. They're not changing anything. They're certainly not getting, you know, the right hearts and minds on their side. The American flag represents everything you say you want. They don't understand that. This notion that we are so, oh, that's right, because we had slaves. Well, every country on planet Earth had slaves. And there's still a lot of slaves in this world today. Probably more than likely in every country still. Well, because it was in the Constitution. Well, that means that we're all racist. I mean, this is, I don't know how people get that way. I just simply don't know how you can allow yourself to be suckered in to that kind of gobbledygook. I just don't know how you do it. Well, this is, and I just was like, well, I'm not surprised. Let's put it that way. I have a student, and he goes unnamed. I guess in fear of his life. But this unnamed student, said the Student Government Association feared the flag might hurt the feelings of illegal aliens. That was his quote. That's what he said. Might hurt the feelings of illegal aliens. Like we should really give a damn when people who aren't supposed to be over here think of our flag. Maybe we should go over to Mexico and demand that Mexico get rid of their flag. See how well that goes over. Or why don't you try that to some other country? Huh? Why don't you go farther south? Why don't you infiltrate Central America? Huh? At least you'd be able to speak the language. I mean, you come up here, you can't speak our language. We don't know what the hell you're saying. I'm going to tell you, you know, trying to warn you of danger, you know, don't keep walking down there. And you keep walking and you fall off a cliff. All right, well. Why don't you go down there to Central America? Infiltrate them. Oh, that's right. They would kill you. Yeah. And we're racist. I mean, these people are just out of their damn fool mind. Hurt the feelings of illegal aliens? He also said, this is his quote now, there were people who were like, the flag triggers me. That was their exact wording, too, this student said. The exact words were, there were people who were like, the flag triggers me. What do you mean by triggers you? How does it trigger you? I guess as it turned into an AR and start shooting green tip bullets at you? Is that what happens? Huh? What does that mean, the flag triggers you? Well, it should if you're an American. It triggers you. And it shoots you with freedom, you idiot. What the hell is that supposed to mean? The flag triggers me. The flag triggers you. What the hell is going on in these colleges? Universities and these colleges must be shut down immediately. We need to get the CDC or whoever the hell they call them. I get all these stupid acronyms mixed up. But when you got an epidemic, we got a virus, the CDC, whoever the hell they are, it's like Ebola. We got to get down to them universities and quarantine it. Don't let anybody in or nobody out. We got to do some serious medical testing on these people. Find out what the hell they're eating, what they're drinking, what they're smoking, what they're snorting. We got to pass a law in Congress to make whatever the hell it is that they're using, make that illegal. Dangerous. Our country is sinking. Oh, well. Kim Kardashian's on. Well, the good news with all of this triggering. Triggering. You idiot. Well, over the weekend, the executive leadership of the student government, they got together and met legislation, and the flag is once again hanging proudly in the campus lobby. Well, thank God for that. But the point that I have with all of this is we shouldn't have even been there in the first place. That's the point I have. There shouldn't have been a vote. There shouldn't have been anybody bringing this up. No speeches, paradigms of conformity, homogenized standards. What? Participate equally and confidentially? I mean, this is vomit. Also could construct, listen to this. I forgot to read this, but listen to this. This is just unbelievable. Flags not only serve as symbols of patriotism or weapons. They love that word, weapons. 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 Yeah. Flags not only symbols of patriotism or weapons for nationalism, but also construct cultural mythologies and narratives that in turn change nationalistic sentiments. I read that and I went, is he trying to say that you see the stars and stripes, and you're going to feel national pride and feel good about your country because it represents freedom, and you know we've got the strongest military on earth that will save us? Is that what you're talking about? Well, you can't really say that anymore because we don't have a military anymore. Our president sold it, got rid of it wholesale, put it on eBay. That's what he did. We don't have a military. We should be double the size we are right now. More than double, actually. Double before he chopped it up to nothing. And we should go over there, let our military fight the war so we can win it. Let's not fight it to fight it. Let's fight it to win it. Well, how do you win it? What the hell does that mean, win? Well, when the enemy is no longer attacking, when the enemy no longer has its resources to attack, that's winning. Let the military fight the war. Politicians got no business whatsoever fighting a war. They don't know how to fight a war. Go out and make a campaign speech and shut up. Let the military fight the war, for crying out loud, so we can win the son of a bitch once and for all. I'm tired of talking about it. Now they got more videos of more kids killing people. Obama's got to get, you know, he's got to sell more weapons to them. Making more deals. Hillary Clinton with her emails. I mean, I don't understand where people get this stuff from. Change nationalistic sentiments? Well, it should. Because that flag represents a whole bunch of good stuff, like freedom, protection, bravery, opportunity. That's what it's supposed to be. But nobody wants to follow it because everybody wants to be a tyrant. Everybody's got to be in charge. Everybody's got to have the power. Well, what if you want that much power, you want to be a little tyrant, well, be a tyrant within yourself. You get that handled, then you can start worrying about other people. I mean, this is absolutely, I mean, absolutely disgusting. Why we even got to the point where they would even have a vote on to remove the American flag. Every one of those kids in their little government, they should have been removed immediately. The school should have expelled them. But we got freedom of speech and freedom of this and freedom of that. So that's the price of freedom. And freedom won. Because freedom came back and said, you're an idiot. The flag does not trigger you. And it's going to be hanging proudly in the campus lobby. So, all right, let's get into some this email talk here now of Miss Clinton. Unbelievable, this woman. I still think that this story broke from the Obama administration. I'm almost positive. It had to have. What I'd like to know, and I don't care how many of these Secretary of States did this before, but why would a Secretary of State, the Secretary of State, okay, kind of high up in the food chain there, if you know, something were to happen to the president, the vice president, Speaker of the House, you know what I'm saying? It could be an accident, you know, bomb could go off, whatever. You never know what's going on. There could be, you know, they could be standing and having lunch and, you know, eating sushi and, you know, the fish is poisonous. I mean, anything can happen. That's a Secretary of State. I mean, that's not a, you know, an intern. That's Secretary of State. Why would a Secretary of State of this magnitude, this country, the size that we are, who we are, why would they be using a private email? Just about anybody can hack, I guess. I mean, I'm sure it had a certain level of security, but to use a private email account for official government business, that doesn't even make any sense to me. I don't care how many of them did it. But you knew damn good and well. Well, she erased a whole bunch of them. Deleted them. Of course she did. That's why she used those email addresses, so she could delete them. But if you got the server, you can find them. But because it's on her property, Well, you can't touch them. I'm protected by Secret Service. You can't touch them. So now she holds the server. You're never going to find out these emails. Maybe we should stick CPS on her. They'll find those emails. But if they wanted to get a warrant, they could go in there and get them. And I think Trey Gowdy ought to push for that. Ought to push for a warrant. Well, if we had a DOJ, maybe we might be able to get something done. I still think that, you know, I understand the president wants to have his own attorney general, but I think the attorney general should not be a cabinet member. I think the attorney general should be, by the people, the watchdog of the people. He should be the people's attorney. And the president, okay, fine, you've got plenty of other advisors. But to have, this is what I don't like. I mean, you have an attorney general. Okay, that is like the president. That's like the executive branch now taking, control of the judicial branch. Or having power in that branch. You're not supposed to. I've always believed that the attorney general should not be a cabinet member. He should be, or should be, the people's attorney. To make sure that our government is doing their job. We need a representative. That's the problem. These so-called representatives that we vote for, they're not our representatives. They're their representatives. Well, we need a representative in the White House or close to it as a cabinet so-called member. But the attorney general should be us. That's our attorney to make sure that our government is following the Constitution. Well, how can you have a friend of yours, you're the president, have a friend of yours that believes in just as much radical garbage as you do? And say, hey, is this constitutional? Sure it is. We can always stretch the Constitution. That's easy. We're lawyers. That's what we got to get rid of. But we can't get rid of it if every president keeps picking his own attorney general, which is nothing more than a yes man, which for me totally, completely defeats the whole damn purpose of having a cabinet member. I understand, the president wants to have all this power. Tyranny's great and wonderful and all. But it's destroying the country, and we can't have it anymore. I want to see the attorney general be elected independently. You can't run on any ticket. You are independent. That is the people's lawyer. But that'll never go over. That'll never happen. But if it's up to me, that's what would happen. Well, getting back to these little emails of hers, her little aides were, she had a bunch of aides that were connected to her, what is it, ClintonEmail.com. That was her server. She had that Philippe Reigns, I guess that's how, I think it's her, I don't know how to pronounce her name. The Cheryl Mills and that Abu Dhabi Dooby Dooby, what the hell is her name? She married that little pervert, Anthony Weiner, whatever the hell her name is. She's all the Clintons. Oh, they're all slobbering all over each other. Please. I mean, it's disgusting. But they all had emails. Email accounts with Hillary Clinton. So she was using her personal email to do official business, lie, God only knows what she was in those emails, and then to cover her butt so nobody could get in trouble, she just deletes them. And since they weren't government business, the government can't look at every other one, but I'm sure that they all deleted their emails as well. So there's not going to be any records of any of these emails. And because it's on, the server is on her private property, she's protected. But if you're a citizen, you wouldn't be protected. The government would have already been in your home. They've already confiscated your computer. You'd be in jail. But because you are you, oh, no, you can't do that. Now we got to follow the Constitution. Yeah, when it's to protect you, you want to follow the Constitution. But when it's to protect the citizens, oh, no, you don't want to follow that. Because it takes away your power. Yeah, that's the point. That's the whole purpose for the document. I thought you were an attorney, Miss Clinton. Huh? Ah. She's a horrible attorney. She's a horrible manager. She hasn't done anything. She's incompetent. All she can do is throw a fit. I can throw a fit. I throw a fit almost every friggin' night. All right? Maybe I should be president then. Huh? Hell, I can throw a bigger fit than Hillary Clinton. Oh, I can outfit her. She. Come on. That's nothing. That's child's play. I mean, you want to have a fit contest? I challenge you, Miss Hillary Clinton, to a fit contest. Because I can throw a fit. I can throw a big old fit. So if you want to dance, I'll bring the band. Let's boogie. Well, in any event, all of these people were using emails on her little server, her little circle of friends. And evidently one of these emails had something to do with Hillary Clinton is the first one to write anything about this cockamamie video that started all this ruckus. Maybe it was Hillary. I thought it was Valerie and the dude. I bet Valerie didn't like that because Hillary Clinton came up with this. But they all went along with it. Or maybe it was Valerie's idea and Valerie told Hillary. Maybe that's what it was. Well, evidently she's the first one to put out some kind of statement. And why would she? I mean, nobody heard of this video. It was never updated that night. Now, what does that mean, it wasn't updated? It means that, you know, you didn't have time to write the truth that you wanted to write? Well, we got a certain code. It's called the Benghazi Group. That was a certain code inside the department for Cheryl Mills' task force, whose her job was damage control. That's all politics is. It's just damage control. It has nothing to do with actually, you know, working for the people. Taking control and damage control. Control, control, control. And then you got that Marie Harf. Oh, what we determine is appropriate under those Freedom of Information Act standards will be public. No, sweetheart. It's not what you determine. It's we, the people, determine. Not you. I mean, who the hell are you? I mean, these people, I mean, they will stop it. I mean, they are bold. They just don't care. They're like they're unconscious. They don't have any idea what they're actually saying. Well, we know that during Benghazi, I think the evidence is out, that they were using these private email accounts to send very confidential, quite easily hacked information. So nobody could find out what they were actually talking about. Which tells me, now again, you can say this is conspiratorial, but it tells me, I mean, why would you cover it up any other way if it wasn't planned? You knew what was going on, and for whatever reason, I'm guessing here. I'm speculating. But why would you cover any of this stuff up? What do you? Why would there be a cover-up? What are you covering up? What did you do? Did you cause this? If not, why would you have, why would there be a reason for you to cover up? Why would there be a reason for you to delete these emails? What's the big hubbub? That's bogus is what it is. Well, she finally broke her little silence. And I believe this happened Tuesday, yesterday. She did a speech at the United Nations. Oh, God. Can we get rid of them? Did somebody take the United Nations home with them when they leave? The UN ambassadors? Pick the son of a bitch up and get it the hell out of here. It stinks. I can smell it from here. I'm on Long Island. I can smell it. I thought it was New Jersey, but it isn't. It's the United Nations. It's rank. Well, she does some little speech there at the United Nations like anybody really gave a damn. And what is she going to say anyway? Shut up. I mean, she never has anything with substance to say. Have you ever listened to her? No, I don't have a lot of substance either, but I mean, don't have a lot of room to talk, but I ain't running for freaking president. You got something to say there, sweetheart? You want to get my vote? Well, then give me something with substance. But I never get that from you. I've never once listened to a Hillary Clinton speech where I got anything substantive. I don't know. Maybe my hearing goes out every time she speaks. Of course, her voice is irritating. So maybe, you know, consciously I turn my ears off so I don't have to listen to it. Cackling. Shut up. She gets done with her speech and she meets with reporters and has a press conference. Oh, she's so important. She needs a press conference. Ugh. Well, she has to get out in front of this story here. You know, she's in serious damage control mode. You know, she knows she's in trouble here, so she's handling it pretty cool, you know, coming out and getting in front of it, you know, her little laugh, and I'm just me, you know. Well, she claims she just simply opted for convenience. It was just convenient to use my private email to do a whole bunch of national security kind of work. Somebody could just hack it. It was just convenient. I didn't want to have to use another one. Oh, it's such a bother. I can't do it. It's so much of a strain on my royal body. Come on. You can't buy this. Come on. Oh no, there were no security breaches on her private email server. No security breaches at all. No, Hillary wouldn't do that. Not her. No. She says, I thought it would be easier to carry one device for my work. Yeah, look at this. Modern technology, isn't this great? I can carry one device. This is beyond, man. I mean, this is... What is anybody in this administration... I mean, I can't tell. Well, I think what it is, I think it's a combination of these, there are very devious people in this administration, and there's very incompetent people. They think that whatever they're going to do is actually going to work, but it doesn't. It has absolutely no possibility of ever working, and, you know, common sense people would be able to pick up on that and go, that ain't going to work. But they can't see that. So you've got a very devious and incompetent mindset in the administration, which makes that very, very dangerous. And it is dangerous. It's dangerous on a lot of fronts. Our freedom, our liberty, our rights, our insides, our outsides, our thoughts, us as a people, as an individual, as a human, as a living being, all controlled by the government. Well, I can't comply with that. I can't live that way, and I'm not going to live that way. I flat refuse. Well, here's another thing. The ambassador, I believe it was from Kenya, the ambassador from Kenya was forced to resign on grounds, among other things. God only knows what he did. He probably told Hillary Clinton, no, you're wrong, and that was it. But he used private email on his government business, and, well, he was forced to resign. But Hillary Clinton did acknowledge, she said, well, would it have been better to use an official government email? Well, looking back, it would have probably been smarter to use two devices. But I have absolute confidence that everything that could be in any way connected to work is now in the hands of the State Department. Besides, I did not email any classified material to anyone on my email. I did not have sexual relations with that email. I mean, this is pathetic. This is, come on. What the hell is this? I mean, she's got one excuse after another. And that's all it is, excuses. Excuses, excuses, excuses. It's all you ever hear out of these Clintons. Bill Clinton, the little pervert, he goes on a little pervert island with his little pervert friend, having little orgies with little girls. I'm sorry, but look, you want to have orgies? Fine, knock yourself out, Bill. But, I mean, with little girls, come on, you're killing me, kid. You're killing me here. I can't accept that. You're killing me. I can't accept that. I can't. No. Shame. Shame on you. Bad. You need to be in jail. I don't care how good it was. I don't care how tender it was. I don't care how juicy it was. Pink it was. I don't care. It's a little girl. It's not a grown woman. You should be better than that. You're no longer president, but when you go out in the public, you do represent America. Well, if you're representing America, well, you know, that's shame on America. I don't want that representing my country, if you don't mind. But, I mean, that's me. That's just me. Would it have been better to use another one? Sure, but, you know, it didn't. So, you know, not much you can do about it. I mean, this is disgusting. Deletes all of her emails. Oh, but I only deleted the ones that were for work. I didn't delete any, you know. All the emails, you know, they pertain to my daughter Chelsea's wedding, her mother's funeral arrangements, her yoga routine. Yoga? No, that means, come on, Hillary Clinton, you doing yoga? Your yoga routine? What kind of yoga are you doing? Your butt gets whiter and whiter. Your butt is twice as white as Kim Kardashian's. What do you mean you're doing yoga? What kind of yoga? What do you mean yoga routine? She doesn't do yoga. You don't do yoga. And remember that a long time ago where she just wanted to go home and bake cookies? Remember when she said that? I can't remember exactly what the context was. Something about, sometimes I just like to stay home, bake cookies or whatever. And it's like, come on, it's disgusting. She never baked no damn cookie. She has no idea. I mean, she can't even cook top ramen. She couldn't cook nothing. She's not a cook. She's never cooked a day in her life. She's always had other people cook for her. She doesn't cook. What the hell? Can you see Hillary Clinton baking cookies? Yeah. I love baking cookies myself. I love bacon. Bacon's fun. I mean, baking cookies? Oh, forget about it. And you got to bake cookies. You got to bake them from scratch. Otherwise, come on. You're missing all the fun. You know, yeah, I know. It's quick and it's cheap. And it's easy. You just take the already pre-dough out there and just lay it on there, blah, 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 blah. But you're missing the whole fun of baking the cookies, man. You need to put the flour and the butter and the eggs and the sugar and the brown sugar and the vanilla. A little pinch of salt. Can't forget the little pinch of salt. The baking soda, and the chocolate chips, or whatever you want to do. Snickerdoodles. They don't know what snickerdoodles are out here in New York. They have no idea. Snickerdoodles are my favorite cookie. They're awesome. I like cookies. How the hell do we get on cookies here? Oh, that's Hillary Clinton. Oh, my God. Well, she also said, evidently, that amongst her yoga routine emails... Yeah, I'm sure there's a lot of those on there. I mean, first of all, why would you need... Okay, I mean, this. First of all, I don't buy for a second that this woman does yoga. Secondly, if you did do yoga, my question is, how much email do you really need to have over taking yoga? I mean, I know there's a lot of people that do yoga in the United States. I mean, when they get done, are they constantly emailing? Oh, yeah, I just stretched this. Oh, I just held this stretch for that, and I just did this. I just snapped my neck. I mean, they're not going to – I mean, it's yoga. Why would you need that many emails about yoga? So that tells me right there that's a lie. And I'm sure she probably did have an email about her mother's funeral arrangements and her daughter's wedding. But she also said that she had personal emails with her husband, Billy, the pervert. However, this is just another, I mean, this is just more proof that everything that comes out of this woman's mouth is a lie. Bill Clinton's spokesman. He said the former president does regularly, I can never say that word, he uses Twitter. He uses Twitter a lot. On a regular basis. Well, he has sent a grand total of only 2 emails in his entire life. And both of them were when he was president. After leaving office, Mr. Clinton established his own domain that his staff uses, which is at... PresidentClinton.com. But Mr. Clinton still doesn't use email himself. So, if he doesn't use email, Ms. Clinton, how is it you were having these emails with your husband? Okay, that's another lie. I mean, come on. You want to vote for this? Really? Huma Abedin, that's it, Huma Abedin, that's her name. I can never remember her name. But her husband is also a pervert, Anthony Weiner. That guy, a little pervert, you know he's still doing it too. He's a little perv. I mean, you see him on TV and you just feel filthy. Like, you know, you need to go into the, you know, into the shower with like sandpaper. Lava. Get that lava soap, you know. It's got the big old grits of sand in there. Scrape off the funk. I mean, this guy's just creepy. She's still married to him. Well, she's, oh, her and Hillary, oh boy, they're close. Well, Uma, I guess, is like a Palestinian or somewhere around there. And Anthony Weiner's a Jew. I know you Jewish boys, you love your shiksis, but this is ridiculous. And this woman is all, she's all pro, you know, jihad, this crap, that all, you know, Islamic rights and all this. She's just Muslim Brotherhood. She's in one of those. She's got connections with one of those groups. Exactly which one it is, I don't know. Don't quote me on it. I just know they're there. But she's not good people. That I can see anyway. But I mean, her friends and her family think she is. So what are you going to do? It's my word against their word. Their word against mine. What are you going to do? But in my opinion, no. None of these people are good people. When you're doing bad things, you're not good people. I mean, I'm sorry, but, you know, whatever. They all had emails. They were all using it. And now Trey Gowdy, he wants to go after these emails. He wants a subpoena. Well, I mean, why is it taking so long? I mean, my God, he got the commission for this, or got the leadership of this commission, what, 6-7 months ago? We had one hearing in September. That was it. No, it was probably 9 months ago, almost a year ago. Mr. Gowdy, come on, the election's over. Let's get going. Come on, let's go. You know, I love you, and I do. But this stuff should have been done a long time ago. Right around September 12th of 2012. And this stuff should have been coming out. I'm sorry, but it's taking too damn long. I love you, Trey Gowdy, but I mean, you're going to pussyfoot around and fart around in with the courts and this and that. You're never going to get anything done. This is a commission that you are the chairman. You're supposed to have autonomy. Well, then take it. And if Boehner says anything about it, well, then fight him and fight him publicly. Make him tell the American people that this stuff isn't important. Stand up to him. He's an idiot. I'm sick of him. So stand up to him and get something done here. I don't know, get the FBI, get this, get that, but you need a subpoena. And subpoena her public or private server. I mean, I'm sure she deleted it, but I'm sure you can find a way to bring it back. Whatever you got to do. But those aren't her emails, those are our emails. This is our country, it's not hers. It's all of ours. She claims when she exchanged these emails with staff members, they would use state government email addresses, and therefore that these messages would have a stamp on it. You know, they would have Hillary Clinton's stamp. But the problem is when they're not using, her staff is not using the government email, because they're using the private email with Hillary Clinton. And they can just delete them. It's a way. Come on. I mean, that's a crime. Last time I checked, especially since they even put out I think it was a 2011 or 12 or I think it was 11, that you weren't supposed to do that anymore. And even the State Department put that out to her staff. But see, if you're Hillary Clinton, you don't have to follow the rules. You see, you're a Clinton. You don't need to follow the rules. And if you're an Obama, you don't need to follow the rules. No. You get up, you know, to a certain level in politics. You don't have to follow the rules. Doesn't matter what any of the rules are. None of them. Even having sex with underage girls. You can get away with that as long as, you know, you're up high. And Bill Clinton's president. That's, you know, as high as you can go. I mean, my God. But of course, now they're all gone. All been deleted. But Hillary's good at deleting files. You notice that? She's got a lot of experience in deleting files. Maybe that should be her new job. The chief file disappearer. If she can get rid of a file, boy, you know, she can keep up with the best of them. Well, hopefully Trey Gowdy actually does something about this. You know, he came out and he's pissed. He says, I don't care about her stupid yoga routine. I don't care about this. I don't care about her baking cookies. I want to find out what the hell the emails that she sent regarding the Benghazi attack. But she doesn't want anybody to see them. If she wanted people to see them, if there was nothing on there, we'd see them already. Why is she hiding them? And what has she got to hide? And why should there be anything there to hide? That's even the bigger question. Why is there, in the first place, anything on there to hide? What the hell was she doing? Well, we'll never find out. And there's people that will still vote for this. Swear to God. I mean, if you're going to vote for Obama twice, this public will be stupid enough to vote for Hillary once. We can't have Hillary Clinton. We can't have that. That's unacceptable. We can't have that. That's dangerous. Unbelievable. You know what? Here's another thing now. This is very telling of this administration. This really says everything that you need to know. It really proves that these people will lie, cheat, and steal, and do understand it. The White House now. The White House has said that the president only learned just recently that Clinton was using a privately run server for emailing during her tenure as Secretary of State. He had no idea that she was actually using a private email for all of her official business. However, that right there, how could you not know that you're the President of the United States? This is the Secretary of State. You cannot tell me that you were not using it to communicate with your Secretary of State, you idiot. And the White House just learned about it? What, he found out about it watching CNN? I mean, that excuse, how can you keep using that excuse? How in the hell do you keep using that excuse while the president just found out about it? He didn't know. Nobody told him. He was on the golf course. How in the hell is he supposed to know? What do you mean? It's not his fault he didn't know. Nobody told him until he's watching TV. Yeah. You can't keep using that. You're the president of the United States. You should know this. And not only that, nobody's going to believe it anyway. That you did not know that your Secretary of State, which I'm sure you should have, if you didn't, there's a problem there. But you should have had communication through email with your Secretary of State. Am I wrong? Am I wrong? No, I'm not. How can I be wrong? President of the United States has no communication with his Secretary of State? Really? All right. Well, now we've got Secret Service agents. Speaking of, incompetent, Secret Service agents now. Two of them. All liquored up. At a party, come crashing through the gate. They had barricades up there. They went out drinking at a party somewhere. They're all liquored up. And they tried getting through the gate, and they're showing their badges. They're all liquored up. And they're high up in Secret Service. And one of them is on, at least one of them anyway, is on Obama's protective detail. Now, these guys are supposed to be protecting you. Why are we having these problems still? I mean, if I was the president, I'd be pissed. You're supposed to be protecting me and you're out boozing up? Driving through and trying to run through the gates all liquored up? I mean, no. Look, I mean, Secret Service, they should have some high standards. If you can't meet those standards, well, then you can't be Secret Service. It should be a very high standard to get to work in the Secret Service. Secret Service should be the Secret Service of the highest standard, period. That's where it should be. But, I mean, that's me. I'm a crazy person. I'm a whack job, all this common sense logic stuff. Ah. Well, evidently, they were ordered not to arrest them. which the officers at the gate, I guess there were some barriers up there because there was a suspicious package earlier, and they had the barriers up there. Well, they crashed, I guess, through the barriers or whatever they put up there because of a suspicious package. Yeah, BS. No suspicious. Shut up. That's a bunch of crap. Anyway, it doesn't really matter. You know, but I mean, if you got to do it, you got to do it. It's a suspicious package. I guess you got to do it. Well, they were ordered not to arrest them, which they should have been. But because, you know, they're high up, you know, they're not going to get arrested. But if they were you or me, if I'd have done that, yeah, I'd have got arrested. Probably shot. Trying to crash my car through a Secret Service gate now on, they've been reassigned to non-supervisory, non-operational assignments, which means they stay at home and play video games, listen to their Justin Bieber albums. And God only knows what they're doing. But they're all drunk. They should be in jail. If I had done that, I'd be in jail. Why didn't they not get arrested for drinking and driving and crashing through barriers at the White Frickin' House? And this is Secret Service. I'm sorry, but I mean, Secret Service is supposed to be protecting our president. I want higher standards in the Secret Service. I don't think that's too much to ask. How the hell is that too much to ask? Higher standards in the Secret Service? What, are you kidding me? Well, it's not too much to ask. And I'm going to keep asking for it. And I don't give a damn. I don't care what you think. Well, anywho, we got to cut this short here tonight. But I do want to thank the Southern Sense was in here for a while. The Voice was in here for a while. I want to thank my good friend Vito Esposito, who listens in archive. Now, you know the rules on Monday night. You listen to Vito from 8 to 10. I mean, from 6 to 8, and then you listen to me from 8 to 10. That's your Monday night schedule. It's a wonderful schedule. Your Monday night is set. Don't worry about it. You get home from work, you know, from 6 to 10, your Monday night is set. And if it's during football season, well, hey, look. After 10 o'clock, you get to watch, you know, most of the a second half, and if not a little bit of the first half. So you get the best part of the game. So it's all right. You won't be missing anything. You'll be gaining something. And I love Blog Talk Radio. There's a lot of good people on here. If you can sign on and have no troubles once you are on, it's a great place. You know, we're Americans talking about American issues. We're not governed by a corporate. We're not paid off. We don't have to tell you what we're told to tell you. We tell you what we tell you. For our words, our thoughts, our feelings, not yours, not anybody else's, but ours. You are listening to Americans talking about American issues. Blog Talk Radio is a great place to be. You can find a lot of stuff on here. Radio Jihad Network is a great place. Southern Sense Talk Radio is another one. There's a whole bunch of them out here. Get yourself informed. Listen to other shows. You got to get yourself informed. That's what it takes. That's what it takes. You got to get the education. You got to find out what the hell's going on. And then you got to get pissed off about it and stop accepting it. And it doesn't hurt. You won't get hurt. Don't worry about it. You won't bleed. Nothing's going to happen to you. Breaking bones. And you're going to feel good about yourself. So in any event, I want to thank everybody listening on their smartphones, in the chat room, and in the archives later. We'll see you back here. Now make sure you tune in tomorrow night. This is going to be, you're not going to believe this story. I swear to you. Again, go on Facebook, Growing Up Mayberry. Go on Facebook, read his whole, the story is long. I don't know if we're ever going to get through it, but you're not going to believe the corruption. You're not going to believe the evil that was cast upon this man for no reason. Absolutely unacceptable. And the man is still standing. He's still here today. He's still standing. How? I don't know. This is a very, very strong man. But you've got to tune in tomorrow and listen to his story. And growing up Mayberry. Growing up Mayberry on Facebook. You got to tune in tomorrow night at 8 p.m. We'll see you back here tomorrow night, 8 p.m. Goodbye, everybody.